799.
Amend the business license law to enact a residential rental registration program, create business systems analyst position to implement the program platform.
Colleagues, this is the first step in standing up a rental registration system that I've committed to make more informed policy decisions around housing. This is about making sure that what our Housing Bureau does is effective and addresses the problems we hear about every day in our community. I'm committed to ensuring that we have good data to make sure that we're making smart decisions and that we can judge the effectiveness of policy actions the City Council takes rather than relying on either anecdotal evidence or conjecture. I want to reiterate, there is no fee or penalty in the first year, and I'm directing the Portland Housing Bureau to work with advocates, landlords, and our Rental Services Commission to craft a system that makes sense for Portland. I also know that while Portland is joining other municipalities like Gresham and Eugene, as a region, we must understand that housing affordability crosses boundaries, and ultimately a regional or statewide system is a better answer. Most jurisdictions, including Seattle, San Francisco, and Denver, already have data and registration collection systems. It makes sense for us to join them. For Portland, I can't wait until our regional partners coalesce. We need to make progress now. The purpose of the City of Portland's residential registration effort is to create a current and reliable inventory of rental housing units within the city to provide essential support for tenant protection policies throughout the city. Some of these include rental unit health and safety inspections, landlord and tenant education and training, low-income household legal aid outreach and education, landlord-tenant mediation services, outreach and education, landlord standards, training and certification, sales and use conversion of rental units, just cause standard administration and exemptions, mandatory relocation administration and exemptions, and rent stabilizations administration and exemptions. All owners of residential units within the city will be required to register their residential rental properties with the Revenue Division. This filing should accompany their business tax filing. The registration requirement will be for the tax years beginning on or after January 1st, 2018. For calendar year tax filers, the original due date will be April 15th, 2019. And as I said, there's no fee or penalty in the first year. We want to make sure that we get the system stood up and that it works and we work through any potential issues. This will provide the opportunity with low compliance of standing up a system that works and where we can work out technical issues. I've directed the Housing Bureau to lead education and outreach to the community in conjunction with the Revenue Division. And finally, I just want to say this. Quality data in our rental system is something that both tenants and landlords have been asking for. And in the absence of this system, there has been no single source of reliable quality data. Matt Scheibold from the Housing Bureau, and is Thomas Lanham also here from Revenue to provide an overview? I don't know if there he is, right on time. Boy, that is punctuality. Matt, do you want to go ahead and start us off?
Yeah, sure thing. So,
thank you.
The mayor covered, Matt Scheibold, Housing Bureau for the record. The mayor covered a lot of the context, so I'll just fill it in a bit. So rental registration requirements are very common throughout the United States as a prelude, well, one, to better understand the number of rental units operating in cities, as well as a prelude to other policies or services provided to landlords or renters. So this is a first step, is to enact it as a requirement with the business tax filing. The Housing Bureau will be working in partnership with the Bureau of Technology Services and the Revenue Division over the next year to build out three major components. The first is to provide education and outreach to the community as well as members of industry on the requirement, this year one requirement due in April of next year. The second component will be to actually determine what the best technology solution is for the actual registration system. We're working in partnership with Revenue to use the data system they use for tax collection, but to the extent that other information needs to be collected, the Housing Bureau will need to stand up a system that can capture the registration information, integrate it on the back end with Revenue to capture any fees. And so we're working closely with the Bureau of Technology Services, as I said, to determine if we wanted to build something in-house, buy something off the shelf and modify it, or build something. And so that'll take place over the next year. And then the third component will be working with, again, industry and the community on the policy framework for the city's registration requirement and any fee or penalty associated with that, as well as what services should be prioritized for the revenue collected through a potential fee. So with that, I'll turn it over to talk about some of the specifics on the revenue side.
Thanks, Matt. Again, I'm Thomas Lanham, Revenue Division Director. And as Matt said, the ordinance before you today would begin requiring landlords to register their rental locations effective for tax year 2018, which for most filers is due in April of 2019. But all filers are allowed to have an automatic extension of 6 months, so we might not actually start getting a lot of the data until late in 2019. The program will be administered as a schedule to the business license tax return. So this is a return that many of the landlords and owners of rentals are already completing or could be completing the exemption return. But many others will have a first-time filing requirement because if they don't gross more than $50,000 a year, they're not currently filing our return. It's just an exemption. So they would need to file this schedule as a new piece of their filing requirement. Just a note on the budget, I want to be clear about kind of where we are in the budget. As you saw in the ordinance, it's a little bit of a patchwork quilt in terms of a new program, so I want to be clear about that. We have tapped $375,000 of existing one-time budget, $200,000 of that sits in housing, and $175,000 sits in the CAO's budget in OMF to stand the program up. So that includes building out the database and the website environment and program materials and outreach, again, as Matt had talked about, the outreach to the impacted landlords. That budget does not include the staff that we will need beginning in January to handle the workload associated with the new 20,000 accounts and the 126,000 rental locations that we're going to need to be maintaining going forward. So there will be three additional positions that will be needed for that beginning in January. The bulk of the work will consist of customer service, phone calls, data entry, non-filer identification, and the enforcement work associated with this. So Revenue and Housing will be requesting $273,000 in the fall bump to fund these positions. And without the added funding, we will not have the staff to implement this program. So this is part one of two conversations in terms of standing up the program for funding.
Would that be a one-time and then expect to get the money back through fees?
That would be a one-time request this fall, and then if the council desires, this ordinance will empower Revenue to implement a fee beginning in 1920. I would look to the mayor's office for direction on that. But I think the idea is, yes, that we would begin implementing a modest fee in 1920 to cover the cost of the program so we're not in the general fund competing against other programs. And so really that's the I'll wrap up there. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Before we get to that, I'd like to introduce two amendments, please. And the first, of course, amendment is to remove the $500 noncompliance penalty. This is for year one, as I just suggested. Could I get a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
Just to clarify that, that's just to remove it for year one?
That is correct.
Because it's voluntary in year one.
And that we're not expecting broad compliance in year one because we just have not had the time yet to be able to notify people. And through the single point of contact through the Revenue office, that's a fairly easy notification for us to make. But we agreed that it would probably make sense not to impose that fee in year one while people are getting used to this.
So just by way of clarification, there's no penalty associated with this particular code piece that you're looking at today. The $500 penalty resides in the business license tax code, PCC 702, which is any violation of the tax code generally, Mayor, would be subject to the $500 penalty. So we would need to actually go amend a different piece of the code unless we want to insert. Did you have some specific? Hey, we can do some specific language here for this particular piece. Do you have any recommendations?
You could state that the penalty provisions of the code that you are referencing do not apply in the first year of this program.
That works. Thank you, Robert.
Yes.
Do I have to pay for a full 15 minutes? Or?
And you could put that in paragraph B, the first item under 702.
I agree with that.
890.
Yeah.
And that would be to apply to this program for tax year 2018.
Correct. And I agree with Commissioner Fritz in terms of the location under paragraph B.
Because that's talking about the first tax year.
Okay.
Perfect. Good.
Thank you.
Can you please call the roll on that, Carla, on the amendment?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
The amendment passes. Colleagues, I'd like to introduce a second amendment to add an emergency to this ordinance for the purpose of getting this running as soon as possible. Please call the roll. Oh, I'm sorry.
Second.
We have a second from Commissioner Udaly. Thank you, Commissioner. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Great. Any further clarification? The amendment passes.
I had a couple
Commissioner
questions.
Saltzman?
So I think you sort of answered my question, but I guess my question keeps running through my mind. Are all landlords necessarily business tax filers? I think you.
They should be.
They should be.
They should be. So if you have a business income producing activity in the city of Portland, and that includes renting out a room in your home for more than 30 days, well, actually for any number of days, or a whole home, those rentals should be in compliance with the business license tax code.
Okay. And then what is our plan to notify people that haven't been, the exempt universe of landlords out there
right.
that haven't been filing? How are we going to let them know about these changes?
So we've got to look into Multnomah County property tax records. We will be taking a look at that for people that seem to own two homes. That would be a real strong indicator for then what really the compliance work is really going to center around the 10,000 or so people that own two homes. Obviously, larger complexes and things, we would pivot to housing, and I think they have a pretty comprehensive data set as far as the majority of the dwelling units that are out there that would be subject to the rental registration requirement.
Mm-hmm. We'd be working closely with the industry associations to communicate this requirement, engage with the industry partners on making sure they're aware of it, and then working on the permanent policy framework for reporting requirements, fees, penalties, and whatnot.
Okay. And I guess my it's not really a question. It's an expression of belief. Matthew, you mentioned the software necessary to get this up and running, and you mentioned a variety of options like off-the-shelf, in-house, combination of both. I strongly counsel to buy something off-the-shelf. Don't get us down the road of trying to design our own software system. If we've got cities like Seattle, Denver, whoever's doing this, let's get their software or find out who they bought it from. Let's not go down the road of trying to design something ourselves.
Sounds good.
Commissioner Fritz?
So presumably you could work with the Bureau of Development Services to get information to the accessory dwelling unit owners to ask them if they're renting out their accessory dwelling unit?
Yes. Yep.
Thank you.
Very good. Public testimony?
Yes. We have one person signed up. Anthony Bensian-Bengo.
Come on up. Welcome, and thank you for being here.
Thank you. My name is Anthony Bensian-Bengo, and I'm here representing Portland Tenants United. I unfortunately don't have my shirt today because the police confiscated all my stuff when they swept the Occupy ICE camp. But I'm not here to talk about that at the moment. I'm here to talk about...
Chloe. Excuse me. Folks, please do not interrupt this gentleman. He is here. This is his time to speak. Thank you.
I was okay with that particular interruption, but that's not what I'm here
not,
to talk about at the moment.
I'm the presiding officer.
Anyway, talking about this specific policy, So first of all, I want to say that even though, you know, I would love to see rental registration and the establishment of, you know, fees that can fund a strong, dynamic and proactive rental services office, as well as a mandatory inspections program, which can ensure that all units in the city are being brought up to code and brought up to health and safety standards. I would love to see that move faster, but obviously I recognize that there are logistical difficulties, and so this is still a really positive step forward, the fact that this registration is being required now. So thank you for taking that step forward. And what I really hope will come out of this, and I'm very encouraged by some of the things that commissioners and the mayor have been saying about that today, what I'm hoping will really come out of this is, as we see how many rental units there are in the city, and really, you know, how many of these renters are not necessarily even aware that there is a rental services office that can exist to inform them about their rights and help them get connected to resources to advocate for themselves. I really hope that in the same way that homeowners are often made aware via, for example, mailers of zoning changes that will impact them, that once we actually have the addresses of many to most of the rental units in the city, that the rental services office will you know, get funding to be able to expand its operations, including through proactively reaching out through mailers and other means to some of these tenants to let them know that there is this office and let them know that, you know, ways that they can advocate for themselves. We very much need to make sure that the rental services office can grow dramatically if it's to carry out all of the programs that Mayor Wheeler mentioned, all the programs that are in the Tenant Bill of Rights, which people like, you know, Commissioner Udaly and Mayor Wheeler endorsed in their election campaigns. You know, if that's to happen, it's important that this registration program, which is a step in the right direction, really grow next year and that we make it a lot stronger. So thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate your testimony. For colleagues, any further questions? Very good. Please call the roll on the item as amended.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Well, I'm pleased that we're taking the steps we need to get a more complete picture of our private rental market. We often hear from the industry that we should be utilizing data-driven strategies to guide our policy initiatives, which is difficult when we haven't been collecting any data. We also hear that landlords don't feel like we do a good enough job informing them of important changes or involving them in policy conversations. So with that in mind, I hope that every landlord in Portland recognizes how important a registration process is to accomplishing those goals and signs up quickly so we can engage them more directly and effectively moving forward. I want to thank the mayor and his staff for coming up with a way to move forward despite our lack of a comprehensive data system. And I look forward to being a part of the conversation about the kinds of data we'll need to collect in the future to make sure the rental services office eventually reaches its full potential. I vote aye.
Fritz.
I believe this is a good first step, or good step among many, to improve our rental system. And I believe it can work well for all three parties, for landlords, for tenants, and for the city, because it's going to provide a way of communicating as well as potentially improving how we do inspections, various other things. And it will take a commitment on all parts to communicate so that once the city knows where the rental landlords are, that they are included as our tenants. Should be, because again, we will know which properties are being rented out. So I applaud this as a good step, and thank you, Mayor. Aye.
Wheeler.
There's lots of people I'd like to thank, but the first thing I'd like to notice about this is we are using the Housing Bureau and we are using the Revenue Bureau platform. And so they've had to work together in a unique partnership that they have not had to navigate previously, and they've done a fantastic job, and I want to acknowledge their work. On my team, Cupid Alexander and Michelle Plenbeck and Sophia, who's here, who's done a great job of helping communicate the work that we're doing, I want to thank all of you for that. And I want to thank my colleagues for acknowledging that this is not only a good first step, this is an absolutely necessary first step. Without quality data, we really don't have a good understanding of the hydraulics of the rental market. And beyond that, it's anecdotal or conjecture. And this gives us an opportunity to bring all of that data together in one place. We can lay it out on the table for everybody to see, and that will help us inform good policy decisions going forward. So I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended. Thank you, everybody.